All right, so next up, we will have the treasurer candidates go ahead and give their speeches. So
keep losing this mic. Keep forgetting I set it down over here. I gotta ask, are there any mics in the room? Could you please stand up? Any mics? No mics today. All right, that completes our mic check. Thank you. That's about the only joke I got. I'll be here all night, though, so. Or until they kick me off the stage, it is. Yeah, look at that. Look at that glare you're giving me. Okay, we're ready.
All right, so our first treasurer candidate is Presley Butler. Second, let me get my timer going.
All right. Hi, my name is Preston Butler, and I'm running to be your Southwest District Treasurer. For as long as I can remember, I've had an undying love for agriculture. Even as a little girl, I would beg my dad to let me go ride in the combine with him or take me along when he was feeding cows. As I got older, I wanted nothing more than to be a part of the operation, whether that involved running the grain car, helping with spring vaccinations, or calving, you could count me in. Because of this, I've been raised to have a good work ethic and dedication to the things I love. Being from small schools, we've all had the opportunity to be involved in multiple activities. I've played four sports and been involved in six other clubs and organizations through my school, along with showing pigs across the state and nationally. As you can imagine, it gets a little overwhelming and hard to balance each activity, but it's so rewarding. While being involved is fun and rewarding, I've had to make some difficult decisions when it comes to prioritizing my time. So I ask myself, how can Presley make a difference not only for herself, but also leave a positive influence on others? That's when it hit me. What has always been there for me, where I've already left a positive mark? Agriculture. FFA is my safe place. It's where I thrive, and I want to show others around me how it can help them thrive too. My belief in the dedication to the things I love helped me to realize it's okay to put all my eggs in the basket I love most. I know some say it's good to be a jack of all trades, but I believe my master of one, FFA, is where I'm going to make the greatest impact. My passion for FFA is unmatched compared to anything else I'm involved in, and I want to give back to this great organization that has given me so much already. So I'd like to name Preston Butler as a 2023-2024 Southwest District Treasurer, and I will use my passion and dedication to this great organization to give you and all Southwest District members the same wonderful experiences I've been blessed to enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Go ahead. Got quiet again. Gotta tell a story. All right, story time. Apparently, so like, I like eating ice cream for breakfast some days because it's like one of the three things I like other than like pizza, chocolate milk, and chicken nuggets. Apparently, I'm a picky child or something like that. I don't know. That's what they tell me. So apparently, eating ice cream though for breakfast is like unorthodox and a sin, according to some people on my state officer team. So I get yelled at when I pull it out in the morning. And it's like, yep, ice cream for breakfast. Okay, we're ready. I don't know. That's my words of wisdom. All right. All right, our next treasurer candidate is Ethan James.
Give me a second. Can I just like walk around here? This is as far as it goes.
Wherever you want to go. Oh, with the cord? Yeah, you can stand even center stage if you want to. Just let me get the timer up. All right, whenever you're ready.
Have you guys ever played with trains before? Have you guys ever had a fascination with trains before? Do you still have a fascination or occasionally play with trains, even though you're a junior in high school? Now, I'm not just talking about any train. I'm talking specifically about Thomas the Train. The little blue engine that is always positive, is always upbeat, and is always smiling. And if you guess that I was that kid, then yes, you are correct. Even to this day, I still love getting out my old Thomas the Train engine and using it to play with my four-year-old cousin. Yet I believe that FFA and trains go together. You see, when I was a freshman, a long, long time ago, I had two goals set for myself and what I wanted to do during my time in FFA. One was to receive my Iowa degree, and the other was to receive my American degree. Never in a million years would I think that I'd be sitting on this stage talking in hopes of getting a district officer position. When I was a freshman, I didn't even know that there were district officer positions available, let alone that I would apply for one. I'm running for district office of treasurer because I have financial experience such as being treasurer for various clubs such as 4-H, FBLA, and my FFA chapter as well. I also own and manage my own cattle herd, and I am in charge of the financial records for them. While I've been in FFA, I've been involved in many activities and achievements such as attending national convention, attending state convention, and being a part of the 2021 Iowa FFA State Livestock Champion Team. All of them achievements and them awards and them experiences and opportunities have came as a result of me boarding the FFA train. This is why I encourage all members, regardless if you're a freshman all the way to a senior, to hop on and board the FFA train. Vote for Ethan because I'm just like Thomas, positive, smiling, and always upbeat. All aboard! Thank you.
Thanks, Ethan. You can just stay here. Then we'll have, if we can bring Presley back out, please.
Get some good drinks.
I'm trying, Ethan, I'm trying. Alright, so, I'm going to have you start.
So what we're going to do here is, we'll ask a series of two questions. Presley, you'll have the opportunity to answer the first question first. You'll have 1 minute to respond, and then for the second question, Ethan, you'll have the opportunity to respond first. Again, 1 minute response. Any questions? All good? Okay. So, first question. What would you say to someone who believes FFA is only cows, sows, and plows?
To someone who thinks that FFA is only cows, sows, and plows, I would tell them that it's much more inclusive than that because agriculture has so many more elements to it than just like cows, sows, and plows. It has science and technology and engineering, and even like with all your SAEs, I'm sure not all of your SAEs involve an animal or a plant, but they can be working at a grocery store, anything. Agriculture is in every aspect of our everyday life, and so I would just tell them that there's so much more to it than just that.
Go ahead and hand it to Ethan. All right, Ethan, I'll ask you the same question. What would you say to someone who believes FFA is only cows, sows, and plows?
I believe that FFA is more than just cows, sows, and plows because there's a lot of different things involved in FFA. There's leadership opportunities and career opportunities within FFA, such as attending national convention, state convention, going to the AET or the IAT conference. That helps you develop and learn your career opportunities within FFA, such as at national convention, going to different booths and stuff. And then at the IAT conference, making leadership skills, providing and recruiting members while you're at the AET. So I think FFA is more than just what people think of in the public eye. It's all about leadership and how you can expand your role as a member and as a member.
All right. So you'll start. We'll go ahead and do the second question. Again, you'll start, Ethan, then Presley. All right. So for your second question, describe a time you had to go against the crowd to stand up for what you believe in.
A time when I had to go against a crowd for stand up for something I believed in. Have to be at a chapter meeting one time, not that long ago. So our chapter meetings are during the end of the day, and I'm president of our chapter, and so it was approaching the end of the day, and we were getting close to the end of our meeting, and we still had a lot of stuff on our agenda left, and so the bell rings at 3:15, and it was approaching 3:13, and we hadn't done our closing ceremonies yet. So when everyone was starting to get anxious and wanting to leave, of course, so then I had to tell them that I told them that you guys got to stay here, kind of banged the gavel and gotten there, kind of told them what they needed to do, even though they might not have liked that because they want the meeting to be done and over so they can get out. I think going against the crowd and telling them you guys got to stay so we get done with the meeting and get it done.
All right. So describe a time you had to go against the crowd to stand up for what you believe in.
So a time that I had to go against the crowd to stand up for what I believe in would be when we had this show pig that was really good. My dad really wanted to take her to a Jackpot show in May, but she was sick, and so I didn't want to get any of the other pigs sick that we were going to show against, so I had to go against the crowd of everyone who wanted to take this good pig and just put my foot down and say, no, we can't take it. There will be another weekend to show. So.
All right. Thank you. You can exit the stage.
All right, again, ballots being passed out. Fill those out. Circle one candidate. If you circle two, we'll come back and question your decision. All ballots in. Oh, there we go. We got two left. One left. And one left.